Not only talking college basketball, but specifically with this gentleman, the head basketball coach at South Carolina, seventh season at South Carolina, the 2017 National Coach of the Year. He led South Carolina to the final in 2017. They're in first place in the SEC. They're hosting Missouri tomorrow, 1 p.m. Eastern, and he is a friend of the program. Frank Martin is my guest. Frank, it is so good to have you back. How are you?
Romy, how are you, man? I just told you a guy there on the phone. I just got out of practice. I'm getting old, man. I'm tired.
You and me both. You and me both, Coach, but we got to grind on. It's what we do. Listen, before...
For a living. I'm having the time of my life. It beats getting hit in the back of the head at a bar back in the day. So it's, I love it. I'm all about coaching, education. I'm around these young kids every day, which make me feel like I'm still 30 years old. Times have changed and things have changed. So kids learn differently. So I got to keep learning, which continues to be what I love to do, which is try to figure out a way to help others.
That's a great answer. Frank Martin joining us. All right, so you beat number 14 Mississippi State, 87-82 in overtime on Tuesday. You've had some really, really nice wins in your time in South Carolina. What did it mean to get that one against a very good Ben Howland team and to do it in front of your own fans?
Oh, that was huge. I mean, we've, Jim, before Christmas, between how young our team is, which is not an excuse, it's just a fact, we're young. And we dealt with a plethora of injuries, and we challenged our guys. We scheduled really, really hard, playing Virginia, at Wyoming, at Michigan, at Providence, Clemson at home, Wofford, Stony Brook. I mean, we played like unbelievable teams. And, we didn't have great success. And then to come back from Christmas, everyone took a deep breath over the little break we gave our guys. And they've been great. And we beat Florida at Florida, who's a real good basketball team, and piggy that back with beating Mississippi State at home, who's one of the better teams in the country. And so we've gotten better, which is what matters to me, and we just got to stay the course there.
We are talking to Frank Martin. Frank, go back to what you said about the schedule. I mean, you had a December which included games against number 5 Michigan, followed by the new number 5 Virginia, and then Clemson. It's a really tough stretch, and the kind of thing that a lot of programs would look to avoid. The results might not have necessarily been what you would have liked, but what do you think your team took from the experience?
Yeah, you learn about your team when you get punched. I mean, Mike Tyson's famous quote, everything's fun until you get punched in the face. Well, we got punched and we got leveled and our guys responded, which helps me learn about our guys. I like to equate non-conference schedules to like guys that are being prepped to be the heavyweight champ. If you fight 20 guys that can't punch back, you don't know who you are until you step in the ring with the champ. You know, we've tried to get punched, and we did, and it hurt, but we didn't cry. Our young kids took on the challenge of getting better, and we have. Does that mean we're going to beat Missouri tomorrow? I have no idea. But I know the guys that are lining up on my side have grown up because of those challenges.
Frank Martin joining us again. Frank, let me ask you about Mike Kotsar. Now, you've said that that's somebody you've had to fight, but in a good way, to get him to believe in himself. What did you mean by that? And did you start to see some of that self-belief showing up in the way he played against the Bulldogs?
Yeah, he's Mike's got great athleticism. He's got a real good mind. He's strong as an ox. He's 260 pounds. But for whatever reason, he always doubts that he's big enough or strong enough or good enough. And what I meant by I have to fight him is I've got to convince him that he's good enough. And he has moments where he has success, but then he tends to, like, doubt that he can do it again. And that's been the challenge in coaching him. And it all kind of connected the other day. And I hope it's something that continues. He's been good in practice, and I hope he can continue to build on that. So everything we do in life, Jim, is about gaining confidence. The more confidence we build, the more aggressive we are in what we do. I hope this gave him confidence in himself so he can continue to be aggressive.
South Carolina head coach Frank Martin joining us. Frank, a few weeks back, my guy Eric Musselman tweeted a quote from Greg Anthony about how much he loves Tim Gergerich, and then you retweeted it and said, quote, "I just spent 30 minutes with him in Detroit. Not too many people better than him. He's the best," end of quote. Frank, I remember when I was in Santa Barbara back in the day in the Big West Conference, and my alma mater, UC Santa Barbara, would go up against UNLV and Tark and Gerg. Man, everybody loved Gerg. What makes him so special? Why do you have so much respect for Tim Gergerich?
Because he connects with everybody. And he don't connect with everybody because of a bunch of BS. He connects with everybody because of how real he is. Think about this. He gets multi-millionaires that are very, very good at basketball to work their tails off. And it's because of how much he cares. And that's the thing that's why so many people respect him. Because he's not about the nonsense. It's not about the limelight. It's not about walking around, everyone saying that's his name. It's about behind the scenes when no one's looking, caring about helping others. And that's what Gerg's about. He's been about, since 1996, when Sonny Vaccaro hired me to work at ABCD camp, and I was a young high school coach, and I saw Tim Gergerich working guys out, I've never forgotten that moment. And I've always been wanting to build a relationship with him. Because of how genuine he is and how much he cared about others.
Yeah, Frank, mentioning when you were back in 1996 and you were on the way up, do you remember what a 1996 version of Frank Martin was like? Do you remember the types of things that you thought about at that time? Did you envision this life?
Absolutely not. I just know I still fit in a pair of 36 pants back then, Jim.
Right.
And my bench press was close to 400 pounds. Now it's kind of the other way around. It's my waist is closer to the number four, or over the number four. My bench press is way south. But I just wanted to be the coach at the high school in my neighborhood. I still live in the neighborhood. It's the neighborhood that raised me. All I wanted to do was just coach those people in my neighborhood and help them find success the way that neighborhood helped me find success. And little did I expect that I'd be a Division I head basketball coach now.
We're talking to Frank Martin for a few more moments. Let me ask you about somebody else. December 31st marked the end of an amazing run for your equipment manager, Mac. Now, he'd been with the school for more than four decades. And for those who are not familiar with him, what's he like as a person? And what kind of an impact did he have on you and everybody who came through that program?
Yeah, Mac Cradell was the equipment manager here at South Carolina for 46 years. That means for 46 years, that man served the players and the coaches so we can all do our jobs without trying to get any credit for anything. I'm going to give you a quick story about him.
Sure.
I got hired at South Carolina, spring of 12. I'm out recruiting. I finally get home. We got team camp. Friday night, team camp ends. It's 10:30 at night. You know, the gym is a mess. I'm the last one leaving the gym. And me and one of my assistants, and, you know, there's papers everywhere. It's all dirty. I see him on his hands and knees with a towel wiping the floor. I went up to him and I said, "Hey, Mac, we can get someone else to do this." He looked at me. He said, "Frank, it's my job." I never once, ever, ever, ever asked him anything about how to do his job because he cared so much about doing the little things that lets everyone else have success.
Frank Martin, head basketball coach of South Carolina, 7 years now. And again, he led them to the final in 2017. Big game coming up tomorrow night, Missouri at South Carolina, 1 p.m. Eastern. Frank, it is so good to get caught up with you. Great to hear your voice. Great to have you back on. And you know I appreciate the relationship.